Phone Boy Speaks, episode 626, the 0.6%. IPv6 has been around for about 15 years, and however, not a whole lot of people use it. In fact, the most recent statistic I saw from Ars Technica suggests that the amount of global internet traffic actually using IPv6 is, well, less than 1%, 0.6% to be precise. And yeah, and that's not a surprise. I mean, there's a whole lot of equipment in the core, you know, all around the world that needs to be upgraded to support IPv6. And actually every point along the way has to support it. It's not just, you know, your computer, which, you know, if it's running, you know, I don't know, Windows 7 or Mac OS, or, you know, is some sort of, you know, Android or iOS thingy, it supports IPv6, but, you know, your router has to support IPv6, your ISP has to give you IPv6 address space, and so on, all the way to the remote site, which has to support it as well. You may be running IPv6 and not even know it. That's a whole different discussion, but the amount of traffic that's going over the internet that's running IPv6 is actually relatively small. And, you know, we've had 15 years, and so, you know, this is kind of kind of proves my point about RENA that I made in a previous podcast, that RENA might be a better way to do all of this stuff, but if we can't even get IPv6 rolled out, then what's to say that we're ever going to get something like RENA rolled out when we're, you know, that's going to be, you know, a very different sort of thing than just adding IPv6, because, you know, again, the infrastructure has supported IPv6 for a while, but getting everything, you know, rolled out to support it in the right way is a whole other thing. I'm not really, I haven't embraced IPv6 myself. I did do some testing with it much earlier, but with the stuff I'm doing at home, I personally have yet to see a benefit to IPv6. I don't feel like running it just because I can. So I'll stick with IPv4. And yes, I know address translation is evil and blah 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 blah. I don't need to hear any about that. But this is, you know, for fans of IPv6. I mean, I guess it's encouraging that progress has continued to be made, but it's happening at a very, very slow pace. And I don't know. I guess maybe in another few years that number might be maybe it'll be 10% in a few years. I don't know. That's my prediction. But maybe there'll be a tipping point at some point where, I don't know. I think I said it before, right? Once all the porn sites start having to require IPv6, the rest of the internet will come along in about 5 minutes. So I guess the advocates of IPv6, that's where you really need to go, is the porn sites, because porn makes the it does a lot of quote-unquote innovation, right? And so I guess that's, yeah, if they want to get those numbers up faster, then go talk to the porn sites and convince them to use IPv6. And well, maybe they won't, because nobody's actually using IPv6, but maybe some enterprising porn site operator will require IPv6 to, you know, as a Trojan horse to get people to migrate to it. But I don't think that's going to, I don't think anybody's going to do that. I don't think the porn operators would do something like that. But it seems to me that would be one way to actually make it happen, because obviously the current method of getting everybody to IPv6 really isn't working. So maybe something like that would.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.